Now patience. And remember, patience is the great thing, and above all things else, we must avoid anything like being or becoming out of patience. A good plan used by worried business folk who may not have had many momentums to master Kung's doctrine of the Meng or the propriety condestruces of carpre mustimus is just to think of all the sinking fund of patience possessed in their conjoint names by both brothers Bruce, with whom are incorporated their Scotch spider and Elberfeld's calculating horses. If after years upon years of delving in ditches dark, one tub-thumper more than others, Kinahoon or Cahanan, Jard Darner or Mere Meeson Menonger, has got up for the Darnall same purpose of reassuring us with all the barbar of the Carrigie House that our great ascendant was properly speaking three syllables less than his own surname, yes, yes, less, that the ear of Fionn Earwicker aforetime was the trademark of a broadcaster with wicker local jargon for an ace's patient, here, calls, everywhere. Then as to this radio-osculating epistle, to which cotton, silk, or samite, cohol, gall, or brick dust, we must ceaselessly return, whereabouts exactly at present, and Siam, Hell, or Tophet, under that glorisol which plays tour loop with us in this Aludine's Cove of our gassity, is that bright so-and-such to slip us the dinkamall. Naysayers, we know. To conclude purely negatively from the positive absence of political odia and monetary requests that its page cannot ever have been a pen product of a man or woman of that period or those parts is only one more unlooked-for conclusion leaped at, being tantamount to inferring from the non-presence of inverted commas, sometimes called quotation marks, on any page that its author was always constitutionally incapable of misappropriating the spoken words of others.